Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes York trying to get to home. Heath throws the ball into Desautels, who tags York, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Mack reaches second base with a double. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 2 in the game. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes strikes out. There goes Heath. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heath moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The slide. Sullivan applies the tag. Heath is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, York hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Rowe reaches third base with a triple. Higgins scores. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 3 in the game. Croucher strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rowe scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. One out. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. York moves to third. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 4 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimes for the out. Heath moves to third. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCuskey. Mack reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. York moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing left field. G. Walker pinch hits for Bob Feller. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbach. Walker reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McCuskey, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Walker scores. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Tigers. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Weatherly scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Trout reaches third base with a triple. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 5 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gehringer is walked intentionally. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Weatherly. Trout scores. Gehringer moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Clint Brown. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.